Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. All right, welcome back. We have talked about hope, the hope we have in our children, and what they can do from heaven to earth, the hope we have in the difference that their little heartbeats will make in the lives of the world, the hope that we have in ourselves to be good mothers and good people in general. We've talked about joy, in finding joy in the little things and giving joy to others and allowing our children, though lost to us, to be a joy to the world. We've talked about peace and the need for pause and the need for rest and the need for choosing peace and finding peace in chaos. This week, Mama, we are talking about love. Love is such an overused word. It's a word that we take for granted, and it's a word that we misunderstand. When we think about loving someone, we think about thinking about them, I think. We think about what maybe that we could do for them, or really what they could do for us. Love is not a feeling. It's not those butterflies you get when you look at your significant other. It's not a thing that you just have in common with somebody. The gift of love, Mama, is to choose. Love is a choice. There are a lot of moms who have experienced miscarriage. We are 1 in 4. And if you're not a mother of miscarriage, child loss, I don't even know what those numbers are. Many moms lose their children to miscarriage or stillbirth or afterbirth. Wherever you are in this tragic story, you're not alone, but you are the few. I don't think that every mom who's experienced miscarriage allows herself to experience motherhood. And so the fact that you're here and the fact that you're trying and the fact that you acknowledge your child, that's love. Because you love them and you don't even know who they are. And there's nothing that they've done to deserve your love, and there's nothing they've done to prove their worth to you, and there's nothing that they have done to make you feel special. But they were yours, and they are yours. And so your love is a choice daily to choose to acknowledge them and to accept them within your heart, and to choose to be judged by people for it, people who don't understand why their names are written on your Christmas card, or why you have an ornament on your tree, why you visit a cemetery once a month or once a week, why you talk about your children as if you have more than they can see. People don't understand that, and that's okay, they don't need to. But what I wish they knew is how much you loved your child just by being their mother. And I'm so grateful that your child knows this. I believe that your child knows that you love them by the choices you make. Today the code word is choice, because love is a choice, Mama. How will you choose to love your baby today? If you're journaling along, I'd love you to jot down some things that you will choose to do in these days leading up to Christmas to love your child. Not just think about them, not just wish for them, not just feel sorry for yourself that you don't have them, but to genuinely show them love and to show others love through them. I want to thank you for joining along today in this time of reflection. Know that I'm praying for you and that I understand this choice is not an easy one always because it requires thought. And when you're distracted by all the things of the world, it's not that you forget your child or that you should feel guilty for not thinking of them always, but that you continuously try to learn to love them. And you are so strong for that, Mama. I look forward to praying with you and reflecting with you again tomorrow, along with our children. Let us learn more how to love them and how to share their love with the world.